Nigel, we're at the very top of the windmill here. I'm looking down outside. Oh my goodness, the views. I can see the children down below, lying on the grass and playing in the sunshine. Nigel, these views, I bet you never tire of this.
No, it's very nice when things get a bit down, you come over here and take the view in and things aren't as bad as you thought they were.
So I'm here, I'm about 72 feet up in the...
No, you're halfway up there.
Halfway up there. Oh, I'm only halfway up. It feels...
You're 30 foot up here.
30 foot. No kidding. I'm looking up above me and the sails are just up above. And this process in here...
You've got four stones in there, two of which are running. And the grain's feeding into a hole in the middle.
Let me just ask you that again. There's four huge stones spinning at quite a pace.
And we're running two off an electric motor because there's no wind. And the grain feeds into a hole in the centre of the stone where it's caught up. And then the action of the stones slowly propels it to the edge of the stone where it falls down a hole into the sieves on the floor below.
It's sort of vibrating and a metal sort of is coming right from the very, very top of the mill. The grain must be very, very high up then.
Well, the what you can see in the middle of the floor is the upright shaft with a big wheel called the spur wheel. And if the wind was going, the sails would turn that. And then there's a gear that can mesh with that and drive the other stone off the sails.
Really silly question, but how do you get all this grain up to the top of this?
Well, the elevator that you saw, that's one method. Yeah. Or there's the chain just inside the door we're standing in, and that's just like a little winch. And if the sails are turning, I can pull a lever, which engages it, and the chain slowly winds up, pulling the sack up through the floors.
This is just beautiful. I mean, it's almost I can't explain it, but there's something incredibly wholesome about the whole process.
Well, it's how it was, you know. We haven't changed much. The only thing is we've had to introduce electric power, because in this day and age, nobody will wait for the wind.
That's true. I was going to say, we bakers can't wait for the bread, can't wait for the flour to be milled. We need to make cakes every week.
They waited, now they won't.
So say that again.
Years ago, people had to wait. They had no alternative. Now they'll go somewhere else.
Right, let's have another look in